And now, a story from Los Angeles, where a radio station is putting itself in the middle of the debate over China and Taiwan. Reporter Rob Schmitz of member station KPCC sent this report.
Kat Chow says Taiwanese and Chinese Americans in Los Angeles work, eat, and even sleep together, usually without a hitch. But all you have to do, she says, is throw a dash of a certain something into the mix to bring it to a boil. The spice that works best, she says, is politics.
Usually we don't talk about the politics, but when we talk about it, people get angry about it, and then if you're in a marriage, it costs the marriage. Probably, you know, the marriage is going to fall apart.
Chow, who's from Taiwan, says she's heard stories of divorce caused by arguments over the possibility of Taiwan's independence. Those stories come from her listeners. She's one of the most popular talk show hosts for the over 300,000 Angelenos who speak Chinese.
尖峰时刻.
Rush hour.
现在时间是洛杉矶的晚间7点30分. Chow hosts a call-in show called Rush Hour on Pasadena-based AM station KAZN. Each evening at 6, commuters call in to speak their minds. Chow says recent changes in Taiwan's political landscape are spurring a record number of calls to the show. Since 1949, Taiwan has essentially been operating independently of China, despite the fact that the government of China claims it as its own. For decades, both sides have managed to deal with this ambiguous status quo. That is, until 5 years ago, when Chen Shui-bian, a pro-independence candidate, won the Taiwanese presidential election. He was re-elected last year and has put the issue of independence front and center in Chinese-Taiwanese politics. On a lonely stage at a hot and stuffy community center in Rosemead, an elderly man closes his eyes and belts out a traditional Taiwanese song as Casey Chen looks on. Chen says these are tough times for overseas Taiwanese like him.
While China is growing more prosperous, militarily stronger, and its international presence more and more obvious and on high profile, Taiwan is losing ground.
Chen, who's active in local Taiwanese politics, is no fan of Kat Chow's radio show. He says he's turned off by all the Chinese Americans who call in. Chen laments that nowadays, democratic countries like the U.S., Germany, and France prefer to deal with China's authoritarian regime rather than with his democratic Taiwan. This kind of treatment, says Chen, has a ripple effect on relationships between Taiwanese and Chinese here in the U.S.
To us, the Chinese people are not as open-minded as we'd like to see. After all, we can understand they've been under a closed-circuit environment for so long. And when you talk about something like democracy, it's just not that easy to get through their mind.
John Chen, no relation to KC Chen, picks at a spicy chicken dish with his chopsticks at a restaurant in Monterey Park. He estimates that 9 out of 10 overseas mainland Chinese feel very strongly that Taiwan is a part of China. But he says he's learned not to talk about these feelings with his Taiwanese co-workers. Speaking in Mandarin, Chen says most Chinese Americans here have Taiwanese friends, but not too many. The ones they do have, he says, are those who don't support an outwardly independent Taiwan. He says he and his friends don't talk to the pro-independence Taiwanese except for confronting each other at local protests or on talk radio. Back on the airwaves of KAZN, host Kat Chow referees a yelling match on air and reminds her callers that this is a talk show, not a fight show. She wonders what her show will be like in 3 years when Chen Shui-bian's term is up and Taiwan holds a new election.
So after 3 years, the election year comes, that will be very, very personal. Everybody just like, you know, get crazy about it.
And her ratings, she says, will be even crazier. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Pasadena, California.